Work less, make more. Stop working so hard and create the life you really want. By Jennifer White. For Steve, the man I love. Introduction. When people ask me what I do for a living, I usually answer, I'm a success coach. A success coach, they ask. Yeah, a success coach, I reply. I help people to work less and make more. More times than not, they say, is it even possible to work less and make more? And they're thinking, yeah, right. It is possible to work less and make more. The book you're holding shows you exactly how to do it. The decision you need to make is whether you want to join me on this journey. Many of you have put your lives on hold because you think you don't have the time or the money to make more of your life. You're full of reasons why your life isn't exactly what you want. Which one of these excuses fits your situation? If I just had more time, if I just had more money, as soon as my kids finish school, as soon as I get a new job, as soon as I get married, as soon as I get divorced, when I get promoted, when I get more organized, when the kids go to college, when my boss leaves, after my vacation. It's the slow season. It's the holiday season. When I find someone to... When I get out of debt. When I get a better job. When my spouse... When my parents... As soon as I... Many people hold a secret belief that work has to be work and not any fun. They secretly believe that anything they truly want to do must go behind all their so-called priorities. They are too responsible to chase their ideas or passions. So those dreams that are burning in their souls are kept buried because they believe dreaming just isn't practical. I know this probably rings true in your life as well. What if the game you're playing simply isn't working anymore? You're stressed out, burned out, just plain tired. Yet you're not sure how to stop working so hard. You're probably afraid if you stop working, you'll end up broke and dissatisfied. Deep inside, you may feel a great yearning. You're not quite sure what it is, but you think it's that you don't have enough. Not enough time. Not enough money. So you begin pursuing them. You focus on external things, having a bigger house, a better car, a prestigious job. The feeling of emptiness may go away for a while, but it always comes back bigger and stronger than ever. That's why you don't take the time to celebrate your successes. You're still on the quest to fill in the hole. After working with hundreds of clients, I know one of the reasons...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?